The last time we spoke, we were discussing these two brothers, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, who were busy trying to kill each other out and take over the Malchus. We discussed that Hyrcanus was the weaker one of the two, but he had with him this Antipater, who was an Edomite, who backed him, and he also had the army that came from the Arabs that also backed him. Aristobulus, who was the stronger-willed brother, the bigger fighter, and he had with him an army made up of Tztukim. Well, Aristobulus was now fortified within the walls of Yerushalayim. Hyrcanus was outside the walls of Yerushalayim. And now there was a civil war that was going on in Eretz Yisrael. As you mentioned, Huni HaMagol, when they wanted him to be Mespalo, Hyrcanus wanted him to be Mespalo, that he should win. So he didn't want to be Mespalo because this was a no-win situation, so to say, for Klal Yisrael. This was a no-win situation. Well, this no-win situation turned into a terrible lose situation for Klal Yisrael. Because it's mashma that neither one of them was able to be poil, was able to conquer over the other. And so they both came up with a plan. And the plan they came up with was to send to the Roman general, whose name was Pompey, that he should come and help. Romans then were gaining power little by little. We met up with them before, but once again the Romans were gaining more and more power, and they were becoming the most powerful kayak in the world at that time. The one who would gain the Romans as their ally, well, if he would be their ally for sure, that army would be able to conquer the other army. So they both sent their emissaries to Pompey, to the general Pompey, and he was with his army then at that time, and was in that area, that he should come into Eretz Yisrael and should help to conquer the brother. Well, who would this general choose? Well, we understand right away that the one, it's not the Pshadis. I mean, they both came, of course, and they said, Chayiske Taini to them, that this one said that he's supposed to be the king. Hyrcanus says, well, you know, the queen, she chose me to be the king, and maybe Aristobulus said that I should be the king because I'm more passing for the job of being the king. And that really doesn't make a difference what they said, because neither side really interested in this Roman general at all. He was interested in what would benefit him the most. And he probably saw this as a simple way of conquering Eretz Yisrael. He would side with the one who he felt he would have more control over, and by siding with that side, go and conquer the other side, and at the end of the day, he would be the one that would be in control of Eretz Yisrael. And Tachava, after meeting up with both of these brothers, and he needed to make a decision, so he decided to go with Hyrcanus. And the reason for this was elementary, because Hyrcanus was the weaker one of the brothers, weaker character of the brothers, and obviously he met up with Antipater, who was as big a scoundrel as he was, and it was very, very clear that Antipater would work together with him and to control over all that was going on in Eretz Yisrael. And neither of them, not the Romans, not Pompey, and not Antipater, had any interest whatsoever in the Yidden that were living in Eretz Yisrael. It was just a question of wealth. So that would be the better way to go. So the first thing he did was he told the this Arab army that was backing Hyrcanus. He told him, you have to go back, you have no business here, and he ordered them to go back, which he immediately did because he was afraid of the Romans. After he did that, so then he said that he's backing Hyrcanus, and he's going to march on Eretz Yisrael to take control, supposedly for Hyrcanus, but he's going to take control of Eretz Yisrael. Well, this Aristobulus was no fool, and he realized that basically this Pompey is coming to take over Eretz Yisrael for the Romans, not for anybody else. There's no other concern except for the Romans themselves. So he tried to convince his brother to help him to fight off the Romans, that the Romans shouldn't be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. But, of course, we understand that Antipater, who was backing Hyrcanus, well, his interest was that Pompey should be able to take over Eretz Yisrael, because then he would find favor in the eyes of this Roman general, and that would lift up his position. He would now be the most powerful person in Eretz Yisrael. He would be the governor, so to say, working for the Romans in Eretz Yisrael, and he would be in control of Eretz Yisrael, and he would have a position in the Roman Maluch. So Pompey marched into Eretz Yisrael. Aristobulus fought very hard in trying to get him out, not to allow him to come into the Beis HaMikdash, but eventually the Romans broke through, came into the Beis HaMikdash, and although they didn't do harm in the Beis HaMikdash itself, when they saw all that was doing in the Beis HaMikdash, and interesting that this Pompey episode, Tichapta Bissel Derech Eretz, for all that was there, but besides that, took over Yerushalayim, took over Aristobulus, took his children as prisoners, and marched them off to Rome as the spoils of the war. The next thing he did was that he ripped down the walls, the fortifications that were around Yerushalayim, that Ezra and Nehemiah and that the Hashminoim had such tremendous Mesiras Nefesh to put up the Chayma around Yerushalayim that the people should be safe. He ripped down the walls and he ripped down all the fortifications that they had and took over control of Eretz Yisrael. And this, once again, we go back to the Ramban in Chumash. The Ramban, when he talks about what the Ramban says was a toys that Yaakov Avinu did when he sent the Matonas to Esav, Malzik Be'ezne Kelev, that he, by sending these Matonas to Esav, so he sort of set a precedent that lasted into this time, that the ones who brought the Romans into Eretz Yisrael, and the Romans in Eretz Yisrael, we are now talking about Churban Bayis Sheni. We're talking about more than Churban Bayis Sheni. We're talking about the Golus Edom that we live until today. So who is the one that introduced Golus Edom into Klal Yisrael? So these two brothers, Hyrcanus, Aristobulus, they the Yidden, they're the ones who invited in the Romans into Eretz Yisrael. Marzik Be'ezne Kelev, they're the ones that invited him into Eretz Yisrael. And now the Romans took over power in Eretz Yisrael. The one that was the administrator, officially Hyrcanus was still in charge, but Lamaisa, the one that administrated Eretz Yisrael for the Romans was this Antipater, an Edomite, who also had no interest, no love for the Eden whatsoever. So he was the one actually that was in charge, and they were under the control of the Romans, and now this became the situation in Eretz Yisrael at this point. So we are now in the Goyish year we call 54, before the Common Era. If we understand that the Churban took place in the year 70 of the Common Era, so this is 54, this is the year 54. So we're still about 130 years before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, but we are now very, very quickly moving, so to say, in a situation where we're coming faster and faster into the situation of the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. We also, though, need to explain at this point is what did the Chachamim have to say? What were the Chachamim doing? We mentioned that this was after the Ptira of Shimon ben Shetach. So after the Ptira of Shimon ben Shetach, and we started off by describing the life of his sister Shloimis and what happened with her two sons. Well, after Shimon ben Shetach died, and these two sons, and the two sons were left over to fight between themselves. So who now were the new, the Chachamim that were in control, that were in Eretz Yisrael, the Nasi and the Abdestin? So we see the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, Shmaya v'Avtalion, Kiblu Mayhem. So the next ones that we have that were in Eretz Yisrael took over from Shimon ben Shetach, Yehuda ben Taboy, and Shimon ben Shetach, Shmaya v'Avtalion. And so they lived, Shmaya v'Avtalion, they lived in the time of this revolution between these two brothers. And what did they tell us? They told us like this, Ahoyves Amalocha, Snayis Harabonus, Ba'altis Vada L'Roshus. Don't get involved with the government. So this is a tremendous turnaround to the lima that we had from Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach was involved with the government. He was involved with his sister and involved in running the government, and he was able to do merdig a gute Sache. Shmaya v'Avtalion, and here we have Shmaya telling us that the new mahalach of the Chachamim, there's a revolution going on. Two brothers, they're ripping the country apart. With this government, no good is going to ever come out of this government. To work with the government, through the government, to be pale something in Eretz Yisrael, that we could forget about. And that was their mahalach. Their mahalach from this point on was to just move away as far as possible from the government, not to be involved with the government, because either way, with this brother, with that brother, it didn't make a difference. Both of them are bad news. Either one of them that is going to be Matzliach is bad news. They both try to bring the Romans into Eretz Yisrael. Obviously neither one of them was interested whatsoever in the welfare of Eretz Yisrael. Both of them brought the country down. As we said, it was Nizbazeya Eretz Yisrael, Arbe Me'ameis. And therefore that became now the new philosophy, pull away from the government. The Mishnah tells us, Av Talya Noimer, Chachamim, Hizharu B'divreichem, Shema Techevu Chayvaz Golus, be careful what you say, because maybe you'll be sent out into Golus. So, who knows, these are the lessons, maybe, of Chuni Amagel. You have to be careful what you say. Maybe this has to do with the lessons that they had from Yeshua ben Prachya, because he says, weiter, be careful what you say, because maybe you'll end up in Golus. Nu vos is schlecht with Golus. The signal the mokaim mayim haroyim, you'll end up going into a place that has bad waters, and obviously bad waters doesn't mean drinking waters, but bad influences. V'yishtu ha-talmidim ha-boyim achareichem, and your students are going to have to follow you. The talmidim, Rabbi Shagola is Gola Tamid of Imai. Your Tamidim, they're going to follow you, and they're going to drink from the Mayim Haroyim. They're going to drink from these bad waters. Via Musu, and they're going to die. And we're still not finished. You think that that's bad enough. V'nimsa Shem Shemayim Mizchalo. And it'll come out that Shem Shemayim is Mizchalo. And the Pashtus is that what this Mishnah is telling us is you're going to go into Golis outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Talmidim are going to follow you. This may very well be the lesson, the bitter lesson they learned from what happened with Yeshua HaMetzri. That they went outside of Eretz Yisrael, and the lessons that he learned, Beninsta Shem Shemayim is hollow, and the Shem Shemayim that came out, the Chil that came out, Shem Shemayim, out of the fact that they came in from Golis, it's hard to know what they're hinting to here, but no matter what it is, we can understand it could be one of many, many different things. Each one of the things that they're referring to, none of them are any good.